MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
Well, isn't that perfect timing? CQ, CQ, CQ. Good evening, this is Kurt, AC9HO. My name is Kurt, again. I am calling the LaPorte County Radio Club Net NG session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, not too far from the Kingsbury area. I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Sorry, still playing with my mic gain. I was pretty loud in my ears. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970 W9LY VHF FM analog, All-Star, and EchoLink connected, and it is also connected to the DMR talk group 31146 on the TGIF network. It is the LPCARC DMR talk group. And this repeater is located at Schultz Road and 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm on a 300-foot tower. Last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4FM digital wires connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset, with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website at lpcarc.org. Well, and as announced last week, Ham.live will be no more after June 30th. I did read that clubs can do their own version of Ham.live, so I might look into that and see if we can go ahead and keep using it that way. I'm not sure what that entails yet, but I will look into it. So ham.live will be going away unless I can find a way to use it open source. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will ask for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net could be any topic or question, or even a radio check if that's all you want. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now. All right, do one more quick call for current club officers. Current club officers, this is AC9HO Nick and Bull. Please call now. Hearing nothing, I will now go to short-time or mobile stations. Short-time or mobile stations, please call now.
KD9AJY, Hayden, Michigan City, short time.
All right, we got KD9AJY, Hayden. Do you have anything for the net?
KD9AJY, just a quick question for you and anybody else. Have you heard any beacons being transmitted from my iGate? I added the preamp to it, which seems to make a huge difference, and it's at least hearing the digipeters very well, but I'm not sure how well it's getting out. I have it hooked up to the amp, but I'm not even sure if it's getting up the amp, so I don't know if there's an issue with the transmit side of it. I was just curious if anybody had actually heard or seen beacons coming from it.
Well, I can tell you this much, looking at APRS.fi right now, and you are nowhere on the map at all. So, I just activated my digipeter. I do not have iGate access, unfortunately. I don't even have a way to connect it, even if I wanted to. It's just a real basic digipeter. But I am getting different channel, you know, different stations and whatnot, so I'm kind of helping fill that void there, too. But I don't see you at all there, Hayden, so I don't think it's transmitting.
Well, it's not showing up right now. I apparently needed the power cycle. We lost power when the storm rolled through. But this would have been more along the lines, like if you're in your mobile and you're hearing packets, that you would have seen it come up during that. It's got nothing to do with the APRS.fi. I know it's connected to the Internet. I'm talking about the actual RF portion.
Yeah, okay. As I'm mobile, I turn off all the beeps and bops. That way I don't have to listen to those unless it's a message or a new beacon or something. So I might miss it on the screen, so I can't answer that question. Anybody listening, answer that question if they've seen Hayden's iGate or digipeter on their screens, on their radios, transmitting RF. All right, Hayden, I will do my best to watch when I'm mobile now and try to give you an answer. I can text it to you whenever I do see it. Did we lose you there, Hayden?
Yeah, I don't think you pushed down off.
Oh, yeah, you're dropping the repeater. Your battery going dead? I wonder if your battery's going dead there, Hayden. Kind of giving Hayden some time to come back here. We didn't hear anything from you there, Hayden.
Not sure what's going on, but if the net and back to you. Give me 981.
Okay, Hayden, we caught bits and pieces of that. You're not holding the repeater, and that might be partially my fault. I have not been up there to adjust that squelch level down. And it seems when that Illinois repeater is active, which I'm seeing it on my band adapter, there's something active on this frequency, so I'm guessing it's that repeater. You HD guys are going to have a harder time getting in, I think. So I think that's part of the problem right there. All right, Hayden. Yeah, I'll let you know if I see it. If you got any more you want to add, feel free to jump in anytime before you get rolling there for the night. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, are there any other mobile or short type stations? Please call now. Okay, I will go with the ham.live list as I currently have it. First on the list, we have KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Can you hear everyone out here tonight, Kurt? And I redeemed myself after being so late last week. I got first on the list, so I feel pretty good about that. Everybody's doing good, and hope everyone has a good week.
All right, Steve, yeah, I see you're top on the list. So thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And we're having a pretty good week here. Wife had her first interview today, so we'll see how that goes. And got plenty more applications out there, so things are hopefully looking up here very soon in the AC9HO household. All right, Steve, have a good evening. Thanks again for checking in. Next we have K9RIF. Dave, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, good evening, Kurt. And as always, thanks for doing the net for everybody. I'm sure everybody appreciates it just as much as I do. Just coming to you guys from my newly installed Motorola Astro XTL 5000 consulate. Just got it up and running last night after a month of piecing things together and finding programming software and cables and whatnot. So hopefully everything is coming through nice and clear and crispy like it's supposed to after I slaved over a hot soldering iron for several weeks to get this thing all pieced together. It was a labor of love. I love my Motorolas, but they are fickle creatures, to say the least. So, a couple of points. First and foremost, I almost timed out there. I've noticed, and this is not a criticism, but it sounds like on the repeater, everything is slightly overmodulated. And I thought maybe it was my machine, and I turned it down, and it still sounds like everybody, when they hit a particular tone in their voice, it kind of crackles a little bit. I don't think it's my machine. It might be in the repeater, but maybe it's just me. But I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys. And then the other thing is if anybody's got any Motorola experience, I have an older Astro Spectra that I need help getting programmed because my old laptop just won't do it anymore. So if anybody's got any equipment, please reach out to me. I need some help with this. Other than that, it's great talking to everybody. Appreciate everything that you're doing and everybody's doing for the club and for the community. So having said that, I will back out of here. K9RIF.
Comment. Here, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
Yeah, that last station up there, I didn't write his call sign down, but if you have an old computer and there's still enough life left in it, there's a Linux program that you can use for that to bring that computer back to life. There's a it's under the name of Ubuntu, UMBUNTU, but there's a white version of Ubuntu, and there are also other white versions of Linux as well that's made for computers that have minimum storage, minimum memory in that. So I don't know if you're familiar
appreciate the information. Yeah, it's an old IBM ThinkPad laptop from still running Windows 95 on it, trying to use Motorola, old Motorola software. And my biggest problem is I can't get software onto the computer anymore because everything's too new and I can't even copy them off of my current Windows machines because the file systems are completely different. But that's neither here nor there. But I do appreciate the information. I will look at that. KNN RF.
All right. Well, Dave, your radio, and yes, it's possible the repeater could be a little hot. I can tweak that. I tried while you were talking, but my screen, I got too many things on my screen. But with yours, I can hear, when you stop talking, I hear a buzz in the background, maybe a fan, amplifier, or something. And compared to everybody else, you're very, very tinny. Almost like you don't sound like a typical Motorola. I've heard a lot of Motorolas, and it doesn't sound like a typical Motorola. I hate to say that. And like you, it's just a constructive criticism. No, not bashing it at all. But it doesn't sound quite right. There's absolutely zero bass. And compared to what I hear on most Motorolas, and like I said, that noise when you start talking, it goes away, like it's a noise canceling mic blocking that background noise. So I'm not sure if that's what's going on, but it definitely sounds a little bit different. I'm not sure what you're running. You said what it was, but I know nothing about Motorolas, so I can't help with that. But there's my rundown of how you sounded. Go ahead.
Appreciate that information, Kurt. Yeah, the console has a built-in power supply, and it's very much similar to an older computer tower power supply, and I'm going to guess that's probably the fan that you're hearing because it is a little loud. The tinny is this microphone, I guarantee it. This is an old Spectra microphone that I harvested off an old Spectra radio that I had. Sitting in the basement because I didn't have, I've got a remote set up for this unit, but I haven't got it hooked up yet. I'm sitting here with the cover off of everything, still playing with it, so, but I absolutely appreciate that. Yeah, I will, I'm going to keep tweaking on it. I everything is helpful.
Do you hear those harmonics, or is it just me?
Yeah, Mike, that's the first thing I mentioned was a little bit of a fan noise in the background, and that makes sense, Dave, that it's that power supply. That's kind of what it sounds like, something to that effect. So, and then I'm not saying it's not clear. You're crystal clear, just not as bassy as most Motorolas that I hear. So, like on Bill KI9NG. So, and then as comparison, Mike OKA has more bass than you do. I could turn on the echo if you'd like to hear it. I could do that real quick once I get this HD up and running, if you have a moment.
I got all the time in the world today. We got all rained out for softball, so I'm all ears today.
Okay, I will start the echo, and then when I come back, you'll hear me echo, and then you go. So give me 1 second here. I got to use a different radio to do this. AC9HO net control. AC9HO, go ahead, Dave, after my echo. I did not hear an echo.
Well, I heard an echo that time, and I appreciate it.
Test again if you like.
Why, thank you. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Audio check. Thank you. I appreciate it. I hear exactly what you're talking about.
That's not as predominant on the echo, but it's still there.
ADC9HO. Okay, wasn't sure if it went through, since Mike keyed up there when I was trying to do it the first time. So yeah, kind of to Mike's point, the noise was still there, but the echo, when I do it that way, is quieter than you're actually coming through on the repeater. I don't know why, but it is. So your audio is louder than what you heard.
Very good. Yeah, I heard exactly what you were talking about, though. Sounds like I might need to go in there and adjust the mic gain and the CPS, so yeah, I appreciate that. I'll let you guys get on with that. I'll leave you alone.
All right, Dave. Well, that's the kind of stuff we enjoy, so thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. And anytime you want to do that, just let me know, and I can turn that on for you and turn it off. I can even send you the codes via email if you like, and then you can do it anytime you want. Just remember to turn it off. If you don't turn it off, it gets very messy. All right, have a good one. Thank you again for checking in. Next on the list, we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, it's Robin Walkerton. Nothing in particular for the net. Sort of trying to survive this hot weather. Appreciate you running the net. Sort of thought I'd catch up. I missed the Monday night meeting, so I'm not sure what went on there. And I did have a question concerning the tower cleanup. I think it's this Saturday, and just if it is this Saturday and what the time is. Back to you, net control.
Okay, Rob, thank you for asking that question, because I might have forgot to mention that, but yeah, it was supposed to be last Saturday, but of course, well, it never did get rained out, but there was a threat of rain, so we postponed it to this Saturday at 10 a.m. This Saturday at 10 a.m., if you have a weed eater and you want to bring it, bring a weed eater, any kind of tools for trimming trees maybe, if you got anything like that. That'll be much appreciated for sure. But 10 a.m. this Saturday.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll probably be there, at least with a string trimmer, not some other crap. Back to you.
Okay, that will work. That will work. Thank you very much, Rob. And we'll see you out there Saturday. I plan to be there myself. I'm hoping I can go there Friday after work and cut the grass. That way I can bring a different equipment, bring my Kubota, to move trees and stuff. There's stuff laying on the ground there that we need to get out of the way. Rob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And also, we did stream on Facebook, and it will be gone in 30 days, but we streamed the meeting on Facebook, so you could check that out there if you want, on the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club organization page. Again, thank you for checking in. Have a good good evening and good rest of your week. Next we have in 9OKA, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yes, Kurt. Good evening. I have several articles I could read tonight whenever you want me to do that. But when you were talking about streaming the meeting, I definitely want us to take the next step on that. I would love to see that. For those who can't make it to the meeting, they can still be there and watch it, you know, in one respect. And I also had a ham asked me, he's fairly new to me anyway, asked me to check him into the net. And I can give you his call sign in that right now. It's W9DTE. And his name is Dave. And he asked me to check him into the net this evening. But like I said, I have a couple articles whenever you want me to do that. N9OKA, back to net control.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, I got Dave down there, W9DTE. Not typically how we do it, but we'll go ahead and let it slide. Why not? At least the thought was there, right? Must be busy or something, or maybe can't reach the repeater. But anyway, Well, let's see. If you want to do your articles now, we can go ahead and get those done. They're not, if they're really long and you got more than two, maybe just do keep it to two and save the other two for next week or however you want to do it. But if there are a few short ones, then do them all. So we'll hand it over to you there, Mike. AC9HO, net control, over to N9OKA. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, thanks, Kurt. I have two articles. One's a little lengthy. We'll see what happens here. It's another STU report. I have another STU report on here. And the unlicensed radio operator who has been convicted of jamming a local repeater several times has just been issued yet another FCC warning. Acting on several interference complaints from amateur radio operators in California, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission has issued a warning to a radio operator who has a long history of unlicensed disruption and illegal transmission on a local repeater. I don't have crayons or the time to draw this clown a picture. What do you do? let's see. The FCC sent a notice of unlicensed operation in late May to Jack Gerritsen of Bell, California, saying that in March, agents with this direction-finding equipment have verified what reports of his 2-meter transmission on a local repeater. The FCC said that agents heard him make statements over the year using the phrase, Jack is back, identifying himself. Over the past 20 years, Gerritsen's encounters with the local or with the legal system and FCC have landed him in court and prison. He received a 1-year sentence in 2000 following his conviction in the state court of interfering with the Highway Patrol's radio system. Upon his release, he took and passed his technician-level exam, receiving the amateur radio call sign of KG6IRZIRO. The FCC revoked the license grant days later, in November 2001, after realizing Gerritsen had been convicted of public safety interference and that the license was granted mistakenly, according to various reports. He remained an on-air presence despite that. FCC records show he was later sent a forfeiture order of $21,000 for interfering with Coast Guard auxiliary communications with a sailing vessel.
CMN Network.
For malicious interference with radio and unlicensed transmissions. He was fined and sentenced to 7 years in prison. The latest notice from the FCC dated the 28th of May gives him 10 days to respond and orders him to immediately halt all transmissions. Good grief. Okay, article number two is just FYI, if you anyone out there knows a person that's trying to get their new license, technician class, I've got this article here, it deals with that. It's a reminder to any candidate studying for the technician class exam that a new pool of questions takes effect on the 1st of July. The question pool is to be used for any technician exams being given after that date. The ARRL and the National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators reports that all major study materials have been updated to reflect the content of the new questions, which were released earlier this year. And that's my two articles.
timed it out on that first article. You timed out the node, but you didn't time out the repeater. So remember, when you got a long article, maybe take a pause in the middle and just to reboot the repeater timer. Thank you for those articles, and look forward to more in upcoming nets. Much appreciated. Unfortunately, I missed most of that first article because my granddaughter decided to pop in the room, and I didn't know she was even here tonight. So, but thanks again, Mike. Thanks for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, that completes the ham.live list as I have it. So now it's time for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call him.
Ham9ROM.
KC9MLN, portable.
N9YOU. All right, we got N9ROM, KC9MLN, and N9YOU. N9ROM, Bob, good to hear you on the radio. Don't know if I want to mention it on the radio, but glad to hear you're out there and back on the air. Got anything for the net?
Spot N9ROM report, no. Had a little bit of a setback, but I'm home and doing okay. I hope everybody's staying cool, and with this upcoming weather and stuff tonight, tomorrow, everybody be careful. So with that said, 73, thanks, Kurt, for doing the net, and we'll catch up with you guys later. 73, N9ROM.
Okay, Bob, very good. Glad to hear you're feeling better. I'm glad to hear you're home. And thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next we have KC9MLN. Doug, from the TGIF network, I believe, DMR. Do you have anything for the net?
No, sir. We just thought we'd check in. Give you a few more counts there. Back to net control. KC9MLN, portable.
Okay, Doug, very good. Sounded good coming through the DMR there. And I appreciate you checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next we have N9YOU coming through the All-Stars, I believe. He usually does. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. Well, yeah, I did until, I think the internet's down or whatever. I don't know. Anyways, I'm coming direct. Not too much. Just hope everybody's surviving the storms that we had here a while ago, and hopefully everybody stays safe with the ones we're going to have tonight and tomorrow. But other than that, a good meeting Monday night, and I think probably about it. I really didn't even know it, and I don't know. It's sketchy right now with the officer. I think the internet's kind of goofing up a little bit on this side over here, so I don't know. Anyways, hope everybody's having a good week so far, and hopefully they keep having a good week, and back to you, Kurt, because I think that's all I've got right now. And I'm YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. Sounding good coming direct there. Internet's been kind of patchy all day, even on my cell phone at work. I got AT&T and a buddy of mine had AT&T. Neither one of us had internet for almost an hour, which at work isn't that big a deal. But seems like there's been some internet things going on today. But with that storm rolling through, who knows what happened. But thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Oh, I got a hiccup. Sorry about that. Excuse me. All right. Anybody else? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
AC9HO GD.
KF9WW.
KI9E.
Okay, let me pause there for a second. Let me see if I have it. Okay, that first transmission, I got Rich out of that, KC9DJP. I think I heard Serafina in the background, AC9UI, I believe. I didn't type it in yet, just in case. And then I heard KA8UGB, all at the same time. I don't know how I picked any of that out except for Rich. He was the loudest. So, was that you, Serafina, AC9UI?
Yep, that's me, AC9UI.
Okay, very good, very good. Got you in there. And I also got KF9WW, I got KI9E, and I said I got KA8UGB, so a little bit out of order, but we'll start with Rich, KC9DJP. Rich, do you have anything for the net, club president?
Yay, I won one. No, nothing. We tried out the Facebook Live and getting some pretty good feedback off of that. We'll figure out a way of fine-tuning it so that it's friendly to the viewer. And, yeah, we got some events coming up. Man, we are going to be a busy club. So we encourage everybody to come on out and visit us and share in the fellowship and enjoy some amateur radio. And that's all I got, Kurt, KC9DJP.
Okay, Rich, very good. Yeah, we got some events coming up that time of year. But appreciate you checking in, and have a good evening, good rest of your week. And, yeah, you definitely had the loudest audio over everybody, so you covered them all up. You won, finally. All right, next on the list we have KF9WW. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KF9WW. Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Nothing special. Just to reiterate what I let Kurt know, I finally got my response back from Yaesu on the Squires X registration, and there was some kind of problem with them locking an address that did not belong to me, and I had to send along a secondary message with the correct address, and as soon as I did that, I had a response the next day. So all that waiting for nothing, but I now have it, so we're ready to go.
Well, very good. I'm taking it you had to call them to get that straightened out.
No, I was able to do it directly with and emails back and forth, but it was fast.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, at least you got it now, and now we just got to find the time to get over there and get you all hooked up. So, we'll definitely do that here in the near future. Not this weekend, unfortunately. I've already got it packed. But maybe next weekend we'll see what's going on. But Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. And we will go to KA9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hi, good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Just a quick question, Kurt. Is there a way to check on the LaPorte County Club website if you paid your membership for the year? Is there a way to look back and see if you paid for the year on there? Go ahead.
Nope, not on the website. All you gotta do is let me know, and I can look for you. I think off the top of my head, I think you did, but I can check that for you, and I'll shoot you an email letting you know yay or nay. But I think you did.
Okay, thanks. I was just curious. I didn't know if there was a way to see if you can check that on the website there. But okay, that's all I had there. Thank you, KI90.
Well, I could say currently no. Oops, my mic moved. Currently no, but doesn't mean that can't be something that we could look into and look it up fairly easy. So it should only take a couple minutes, but I don't want to dig into that while I have all this open and going right now. So I will take a look, Jim, and I will let you know. Is that all you have for the net?
Yes, sir. Thank you. CI-90.
All right, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next, we have Tony, KA8UGB. I think he was coming through Echolink. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounded like I heard that oop at the beginning. So, Tony, do you have anything for the net?
Aren't I being all 21st century? Well, actually, that's not quite true because Echolink's been around for a long, long time. I'm here. I missed the meeting this week, and I made myself a promise that I wouldn't miss the net, so here we are. And of course, I was going to come looking for you anyway because you've probably got something I might want, and, you know, this will be the place to find you. Not much to add. Everybody knows what the weather is, so I don't need to share any of that. And, I will report my cobweb, my 42 6-meter antenna is near ready to go back up. Kind of looking forward to getting it up. We had it standing 16 feet, just strapped to the deck, and the standing wave is looking good on all bands. So I'm kind of anxious to get it up at 24 to 30 feet in the air and see how she works with the new feed line and the repairs that we made. That's all we have from New Buffalo. This is KA8UGB. Over, over.
Okay, Tony, got that echo going in the background. You're going to make Mike jealous. But when you say have something that you want, are you talking about the transverter?
Yeah.
Well, I have bad news. The item that I purchased, I apparently didn't know what I was talking about or looking at. It is just an amplifier for a transverter. Now, the guy selling it to me said it is a transverter, and it looked like a transverter that I had seen on the internet before. So I bought it hook, line, and sinker. But it is an amplifier. But in order for it to work, I need my transverter. So, and I haven't got it to work yet. I was working on it, but I haven't got it to work yet. I've got it to turn on, but I didn't know I had to connect the transverter to it. I had it connected direct to the flex, thinking it's a two meter transverter. But when I did some research, I found that it is just an amplifier for a low power, like 10 milliwatt transverter. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be letting that go.
Well, okay. That just means you'll have high power anyway. It was part of your goal. But hey, if you would, though, make yourself a note. Send me a text or whatever or an email and let me know what it is that you use because it works. And I'm not in the mood to experiment. I just want to get something that works kind of like you wanted to do. And it'll work once you get it hooked up to a transverter. Anyway, thanks for much. KA8UGD.
All right, Tony, very good. I'll have to do some research, but I think the company that I bought my transverter from, and it was relatively cheap, it was like $75, came from Ukraine. And I believe they're out of business, but I've seen similar ones on eBay. So do a search on eBay for 2-meter transverter. You might find it. I'll see what I can find, too, and I'll send it to you if I can find my exact one. But I believe that company out of Ukraine went out of business. But I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Because it's a good transmitter. It works very well. All right, Tony. Well, thank you for checking in via Echolink. And have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have AC9UI. Serafina, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. You mentioned that Mike, N9OKA, had timed out something, but he didn't time out the repeater. And I was curious what that was.
Yeah, the All-Star node. That's what connects us to the to All-Star, for one. It's different rooms that we can connect to. We're actually connected to a bunch of 220 repeaters up in Michigan right now, and we're also connected to a 220 repeater over in South Bend. And so when that times out, it will actually shut off the repeater to those nodes, but since it's not on the same time, I have not matched the times. I have the repeater set for 5 minutes, and I have the node set for 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. So the repeater will keep going, but the node stops transmitting via the internet. So that's why it still works for us, because it's RF. So it's not that big a deal. And maybe the people on the internet appreciate having a 3 minute rather than a 5 minute, so I'll probably just keep it the way it is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. My other note was that I noticed KD9HAY, his APRS beacons are coming through. It looks like he's operating mobile, so I don't know if that's relevant to his earlier question as to whether his repeater is getting out, but I thought I'd make that a note.
Okay, yeah, I see that too. I just switched over to APRSFI, and if you look on there on the map, yeah, he's mobile, -9, that's his mobile, but then he's got a KD9HAY-1, and what he wants to know is if anybody's hearing that KD9HAY-1, if they're hearing that on RF, because it's going through the internet for sure. He's just not sure if anybody's hearing it via RF, which I'll do some research when I'm done here with the net, and I should be able to get him an answer.
All right. I'm not close enough to hear him, but if I pass through that area, I'll keep an eye out for it. Thank you. That's it. This is AC9UI in 73.
Okay, Serafina. Yeah, you're getting in a repeater real good tonight. Sounds really good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Okay, that finishes that list. I'm trying to look at this APRSFI currently, and I do not see HAY-1 heard directly from KC9TWX-1, which is very close. So I'm not sure if Travis is, Hayden, if you're listening, I'm not sure if Travis's digipeater is picking up your digipeater, because it's not on the list of stations heard directly on the radio. So, all right, this is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
Hello, Charlie Zero, Foxtrot, November Echo, Mike in Mishawaka.
All right, we got Mike, KC0FNE. There was another station that keyed up, but Mike won the battle. So, other station, try again, please.
Yeah, it's just W9DLP and KB9VSK.
All right, we got Dave and Sue in there, W9DLP, KB9VSK. All right, so we'll go ahead and start up the list here. KC0FNE, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE, really not much. Just hope everybody survived our little storm, and I guess the one tomorrow is going to be worse, so batten down the hatches.
Well, that's not what I wanted to hear. That's for sure. It didn't get too bad here. Got windy. Got really windy. I don't know what the max wind was I measured, but the rain, it poured down a little bit, but not too awful bad. But the wind was definitely pretty strong. So hopefully you fare well today, and then tomorrow will also fare well through that storm. You know, no damages, no issues to speak of, really. But Mike, thank you for checking in. Stay safe tomorrow and have a good evening, good rest of your week. Next we have W9DLP or KB9BSK, whoever's on the radio. Do you guys have anything for the net?
Yeah, we're going. It's your turn. I'm driving Northern Ohio. No, nothing to add. I think I didn't hear the article that Mike had. I found an interesting article about Aries and races and that towards the FCC. I'll send you one link.
You say you sent me one or you're going to send one?
About a week or so ago I sent you a YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I don't know if I watched that whole thing or if I didn't. I don't remember now. I've slept since then, so I don't remember. Yeah, I have it right here. I have to watch it again to see if I watched the whole thing. Can you give us a brief, just the cliff notes?
I figure I sent it to you and you can just attach it to everybody's email. I sent it out to all of the members. It was kind of lengthy.
Okay, I can definitely do that. We will get that out to all the members. Do you have anything else for the net?
I don't believe so. Still working on the tower and the antenna. But it'll happen someday. BSK, you got anything?
Yeah, this is KB9BSK. Just wanted to say it was nice to hear another YL on the air.
Yeah, Serafina checks in every so often, and she sounded really good into the repeater this evening, so wherever she's at, whatever she's doing, it's working. So, all right, guys, well, thank you for checking in. Drive careful out there, and have a good evening, good rest of your week. All right, we'll do one more quick call for anybody anywhere, and then we'll get started with the information part of the net. This is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere, please call now.
KB9GY. KX9RLC.
CNN Network, MI3.
Okay, I got 89GY and KX9RLC, but somebody else was, I think, talking when you talked there, Mike, 89GY. But man, you came in loud and clear over them completely. So was there somebody else? Dave, did you have something else?
No, I just wanted a quick comment. Serafina helped. She also checked in with us on Saturday. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she came in at the tail end there and sounded like she was hiking or something, if I remember right. A little bit winded.
Okay, I'm done now.
Thank you, Matt. All right, Dave. Have a good one. Thanks for checking in. 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, hi. Hope everybody's doing well. We had a little weather here. Not too bad. I enjoyed seeing the locomotive on Friday. I was in Ober. It was a blast. I was kind of shaken after I saw it. It was really neat. And so that was a lot of fun. Another issue here, I do my gardening. I have ungulates, deer, which are awful. They eat whatever they can. I have rabbits, which aren't too bad, they're very stupid. I go outside, I can walk up to about 4 feet away from them, and unless I run at them, they will just sit right there. So they stink. Mostly they eat just clover. And then woodchucks. Woodchucks are the very worst. I trap them, so they're nasty. Radio-wise, both of my AM broadcast radios died this week, and I like listening to AM broadcast radio, and it just bugged me because I have a 50-year-old tube radio that I think I'm going to bring out, unwrap it, and plug it in because it still works, and I'm sick of these other radios. They should be better quality. It bugs me. All right, as far as my my 2-meter radio here, this thing is working pretty darn good, even with my little antenna. So there you go. I'm sorry I got on a little bit of a rant there.
Oh, no problem at all, Mike. No problem at all. And I tell you what, that's probably the loudest I've heard you in the repeater, maybe ever. I mean, it sounds really good. Did you move your antenna? I'm even picking you up on the reverse, which means you and I could talk simplex. I was picking you up about an S7, S8, somewhere in there. So, sounding really good tonight.
No, I have not moved anything, just still the same setup, but I guess someday conditions are better. But yeah, I get aggravated sometimes with some of the electronics. I wonder, nowadays you got surface mount technology, and sometimes that just isn't that great. I understand that capacitors need to be changed after many years of use, but I think that a lot of stuff is just not the quality that it should be.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what happens when you buy everything from China. And, some things they can probably do well. Like, I have to admit, some of the castings we get at work are very, very good compared to a lot of our other suppliers. But that's about the only thing I can say good. But, yeah, things aren't made the way they used to be. As a matter of fact, my dad, his little refrigerator he keeps in his garage, he's had that thing since I was, like, 8 years old, and I'm 49 now. And it finally quit on him last week. So, you know, if you buy those new ones now, buy them the same thing. You're lucky if you get 10 years out of them, let alone 40, almost 40 years, or 41 years. So, yeah, they don't build things like they used to, so we all understand.
Oh, man, I want to say thank you very much for letting me vent a little bit, folks. Sorry to be kind of a goof. Thank you.
Oh, no, you're doing just fine. Go ahead, OKA, with your comment.
Yeah, several times this week, 89GY and myself have had problems having conversation back and forth on the other repeaters in this one as well. We ended up going to three repeaters. We went over to Plymouth before we were able to have a good QSO back and forth, but I don't know if you're continuing to have to work on these repeaters or not.
No, we're not working on them, and it's not the repeaters. He's just he's quite a ways away, and conditions will affect him a lot more than it will me, you, or anybody else that's within 10 miles of the repeater. 89GY, about how many miles are you from the repeater?
Oh, I'm sure it's 30, which is, pretty good distance for the kind of antenna that I have.
Yeah, so that's the reason. And tonight's probably just a good night, and he's coming in rock solid, so... Unfortunately, you're going to have that when you're 30-plus miles from the repeater. Go ahead, okay?
All right. Yeah, when it was going on, I tried to get a hold of you at the time, and I don't know what time you get off work or whatever. It was right about that time frame. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that to you. I didn't know if there was still issues with the repeaters or... It was just conditions or not. N9 okay, back to net control.
KD9 PYT, comment?
Yeah, go ahead with your comment there, Rep.
Yeah, I went down to Argus to see that 4014 big boy go by, too, so that's quite an engine, I'll tell you. A friend and I actually went up to Rochelle, northwest of Chicago last year. A couple years ago to see them standing still, and they did stop in Argus for a little while, but man, there were thousands of people there. around the wheat and corn fields there. Back to you, net control.
Well, I believe it. That's something you don't see every day for sure. But, okay, yeah, you'll find that it's hard to get a hold of me these days. It seems like when I get out of work, I'm on the phone or I just want to drive home in peace and quiet. So, it's hard to get on the radio in summertime, wintertime, anytime anymore. But I do my best. All right, 89GY, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next, we'll go to KX9RLC. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
I just out here working on the other side of the county line. Got a new HF radio this week. That was a good thing. Sold a couple of amps to buy that. And got her going, doing well.
All right, now we're all sitting here wondering, well, what kind of radio did he buy? So what did he end up going with?
I got a 7300 Mark II ICOM. Had a 7300 for a while before and sold it for some silly reason, but I got down the air with this thing.
All right, very good. That's a very nice radio. Not much different than the 7300 original, but it's definitely got some nice features to the upgraded version. So, awesome. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear you got a radio that gets you on the HF band. So, all right, Ryan. Well, take care. Be safe out there. And thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right. Now we will go to the information part of the net. I will ask for more check-ins later, so don't worry about that. But we'll let the repeater reset the timer, and then we'll get started. AC9HO net control. Area nets. Aries District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater, with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Balpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, 141.3 PL tone. And as we all know, after tonight, storm season's here. Indiana District 1 Skywarn has a Monday night net, a Skywarn net, at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, negative 600 offset with a 173.8 PL tone. It is serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. And seeking LaPorte County area ham/storm spotters, the area District 1 Skywarn, spring is coming, and with that, severe weather. LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685. Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and the IWX. So be sure to check in, especially when it starts getting closer here. That way they know you're out there, and if there's anything you need to report, you're already checked in. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve LaPorte County and the National Weather Service. If you're looking for Skywarn classes, they have classes coming up, so keep an eye out for that. And trained spotters can always report via the cell phone or their computer weather reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky, and remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. Not 100% sure that statement's exactly true. They do like to know about hail. They don't want to know if it's raining heavy. They just want to know if you got a lot of hail. Or any hail, actually, sometimes. Anyway, LaPorte County, early warning siren testing net the first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.70. W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with net control operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements.
the next siren testing net will be, and I did not look that up. I didn't update anything. I think I do this almost every month. I always forget. Anyway, so the first Saturday will be July 11th. July 4th, sorry. The 4th of July will be the first Saturday of the month, and that will be the next siren testing at 10:30. Sirens go off at 11 o'clock. Michigan Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.5 DL tone. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Last but not least, we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. This net every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on the repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. And don't forget, Tailgate Hamfest is coming up quick, and it's coming fast. July 18th, the Tailgate Hamfest, sponsored by the LPCARC. $5 admission per car, sellers or buyers. Trailers will be an extra fee. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own tables and chairs. Set up out of the back of your truck, car, whatever you have. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146-610-131.8, 146-970, this repeater, 131.8, negative offsets on both. The address, get your pencils ready. The address is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, 46350. It's underneath the big concrete tower. Once you get close, you'll see that tower and you'll know where we're at. For more information, or basically this flyer that I'm reading from, go to the lpcarc.org for updates and more information. Sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. And as Rich mentioned, we have other events, Field Day coming up, and my notes are in another book. I believe we're going to start Saturday morning set up at 8 a.m., start setting up the tents and things like that. And there will be food, so look forward to that. Not exactly sure what food. I haven't talked to the catering guy, the club member that was going to do concessions, I should say. But we'll see. I'm not sure if he's available or not, but we're going to have something. Burgers and dogs, at least, at the very least. So, look forward to that on the last weekend of June. Can't remember the dates exactly. I'll have that for next night. So that's coming up first, and then we got the July 18th swap meet, tailgate swap, and then there was another one. There is a get-together at that same location for this old radio ham fest. I can't think of the name of it. I will get that as well. That's coming up in July, too. So, and then August, we got a thing going on at the Lighthouse Museum in Michigan City for Lighthouse on the Air. So look forward to that as well. I will have all that information next month. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be, again, I didn't do it, July 13th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learned a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We have had folder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operations demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. So if anybody has anything they want to share, anything at all, ham radio related, let us know. Get a hold of me at Kurt, C-U-R-T, that's Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, at AV9HO.com, Alpha Charlie 9, Hotel Oscar.com. So, and we'll set you up in at one of our meetings if you want to do a little chit-chat, a little show-and-tell, whatever you got. We'd also like to announce that membership dues can be paid online via the website. We also take donations if you don't want to be a member. Just go to lpcarc.org and look for those links for donation or membership. Come to our club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. The Sugar Bowl restaurant is in the process of finding a new location. I have not heard any more on that. This means that the club breakfast the first Saturday of every month will be postponed until the new Sugar Bowl location is acquired. Once that happens, we will announce it here on the net. What's there? It's Digital Bill. Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Just go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby, fill out your application, and turn it in to Captain Jesse. Attention, Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications at the Michigan City Police Station lobby. And if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio and or FODA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out. Starts between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern and goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Potato Creek FODA, there's a couple ways. You can go to potatocreekportable.org. That's Potato Creek Portable, all one word, potatocreekportable.org. Or get on the K9BEW repeater, 147.330. To find out details on the upcoming gathering. But honestly, if you go to potatocreekportable.org and get on the Discord, that's a very active Discord room. That's the fastest way to get the right information when you need it. So, highly recommend doing that. All right, we'll let this repeater reset, and then we'll get to weather at a glance. This is AC9HO Net Control. All right, here we go. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely before 4 a.m., then a slight change of showers. Some of the storms could be severe, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. Southwest wind 10 to 15, with gusts as high as 25. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 88, southwest wind 10 to 15, and gusts as high as 25. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., and showers, then showers, and possibly a thunderstorm between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m., low around 63, south wind 10 to 20. Coming northwest after midnight, wind could gust as high as 30, chance of precipitation is 100%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Friday, sunny with a high near 79, west wind 10 miles per hour, gust as high as 20. Friday night, clear with a low around 61, southwest wind 5 to 10. Saturday, sunny with a high near 84, Saturday night showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Low around 62, chance of precipitation is 80%. Sunday, a chance of a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 72. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. And Monday, to start your week, mostly sunny with a high near 73. All right. A little bit of a cool down there starting next week. Look forward to that. All right, here we are. That's all I have for information. We are back to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right. I hear nothing. We'll go to Swap and Shop. I will now open the Swap and Shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, wanted, loan, borrow? The Swap and Shop session is now open. Please call now.
WJW.
Oh, I heard a station in there. A little bit noisy. I thought I heard WJW, but I'm not sure if I got that right.
Sorry, I stepped outside with my handy talkie. WJW.
All right, did I get KE8WJW? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, got you in there, Matt, but you're not quite making the repeater, not holding it. Try that again, please.
Better until next week if you can. Sorry.
No need to apologize. I think you said something about be better next week or try again next week. I believe you're over there in New Buffalo, aren't you? Let me hold my... Yep, New Buffalo. That's right. Yeah, on my screen here. So, yeah, if you're on an HD, that might be a little difficult.
Yeah, it's all about the location where I am on my property. Can you hear me any better now?
Yes, you're holding a repeater now.
Okay, great. I'm just calling in for general check-in, and I wanted to see if anybody in the area could help me configure mesh caskets.
Well, I'm not the guy to ask for that. I've considered dipping my toes in that as well. I do know that on the portable, PotatoCreekPortable.org, and you get on their Discord, they have a Meshtastic on their Discord where they've been chit-chatting about Meshtastic. I'm not sure how much they've done with it. They're over there in South Bend. The South Bend guys have been working on Meshtastic. Is anybody else on here listening tonight working with Meshtastic? Yeah, I think your best bet there, Matt, would be over there in South Bend. The 147.330, I'm sure they're listening on there. But if you go to Potato Creek Portable, all one word, .org, and get on, and they have a link to their Discord. I don't know if you're on Discord or not, but they do play with Meshtastic, and they got some stuff on there. That would probably be your best bet at the moment.
Thanks, Kurt. I do know that there's a Southwest Michigan group online and a Northwest Indiana group, but maybe I'll make my way out there in person to the Potato Creek event then. Thanks a lot. KE8WJW.
Okay, Matt. Very good. Yeah, glad I can help what little I could help. And, that would be the best way to go out there and see them face-to-face. They might even have some Meshtastic going while they're out there. So, unfortunately, I have not dipped my toes in it at all. I haven't even watched any videos on it, so I know absolutely nothing about it. So, I definitely am not the guy to talk to. But keep asking. Keep coming on here whenever you get time and see if somebody's getting into it. You never know. I might be the guy. I might. I've been thinking about it. But finding time to even get on the radio is a pretty tall ask anymore. All right, Matt. Well, thank you for checking in. Thanks for your inquiry there, your question, and have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right. We'll go ahead and open up to more check-ins and Swap and Shop. Comments, questions, anything at all, please call now.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
Okay, I was just putting my BN right there. Yeah. If anybody wants to try 144-220 sideband, preferably horizontal, he's running the net over in Chicago tonight. He's making his point is beam over this way, see if he can hear anybody.
There you go. You want to do 2 meter single sideband. just go to 2 meter upper sideband and 144.220 and see if you can check into that. What did you say was a Chicago net, Dave?
Tomorrow night they call it the Q5 net. This is just an informal net, but BSF, he's on, so.
CNN Network, 220.
That's CNN Network.
Ed, we got severe thunderstorm watch. Sounds like CNN Network, but I don't think that's what it's saying. I'm not sure what it's saying. It's something on the 220 link. Anyway, thanks for that, Dave. And if anybody's interested, shoot over there. Anybody else? Comments, questions, check-ins, swap and shop, anything at all? Please call now.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I really think that the club should get into getting a situation where we can stream our meetings for those who can't attend. I'm looking at a couple of free programs. One is called Jitsi, J-I-T-S-I, and another one is, of course, is Skype. I don't know if Skype is free or not, but I really would like for the club to get into streaming our meetings.
Yeah, that would be good. I don't have time to research all that, so if anybody wants to do that, feel free. Club members, feel free to bring that up at the next club meeting and research what you can and bring it to us, and maybe even set up an account for the club, and we can try it out. Just need to know what we need to bring, phone, camera. Honestly, I just don't have time right now to do that, but I want to do that. For now, I'll do FaceTime, Facebook. I'll do that for now. But other than that, if we want to get a little deeper into it, it's going to have to wait till my, if I have to do it, it's going to have to wait till I get a little more time, unfortunately. But, yeah, it's a great idea. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, one thing I'm not sure on with Facebook, is there voice with that or not?
You mean like, voice from the people watching?
Yeah, those conducting the meeting, as they're talking, will that come over Facebook or not?
Yeah, it's a video. Yeah, you can watch it and listen to it. Now, if you're watching it from home and you want to ask a question, you're going to have to type it out.
Okay, well, that's something to work with then. I just want us to find something that'll work.
Yeah, we'll give that a try. We did find out after I did the Facebook Live that it will only be on Facebook for 30 days, and then it automatically gets deleted. So I was going to look and see if I could download it and keep it and put it on our Google Drive. There's that. But, yeah, we would like to find a better way to be a little more interactive, but that's the start. That's what we're going to start with. But anybody, feel free if you got especially if you got any kind of equipment we can use that would help to test it out before we go spending any money on stuff we may or may not need. Figure out what we need by what everybody has, put it all together, test it for a meeting, maybe two, and then the club can buy their own stuff once we figure out what we need. Thanks for that, Mike, and we're looking into it, Facebook Live for now, and then moving on to bigger, better things in the near future. All right, anybody else? Comments, questions, swap and shop, check-in, anything at all? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control. Control, please log. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. My name is George. Golf Echo Oscar Romeo Golf Echo, and my QTH is Island, Indiana. No business or traffic for the net.
All right, George, nice to meet you. My name's Kurt. Haven't heard you on here before. No, I'm just kidding. Hi, George, how you doing? Do you have anything else for the net?
Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November. A very good evening to you, Kurt, and everyone on the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Just dropping by to say hello to everybody and hoping maybe we'll get to see you guys are doing field day at the site. Maybe I'll get a chance to drop by. We'll see how things go. Back to you there, big guy. Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November.
All right, George, look forward to that, and I plan to be there. And starts 8 a.m. Saturday. People will be there starting to set things up. And goes until, you know, depending on weather, it may go until the early afternoon on Sunday. So probably start cleaning up, I imagine, around noonish time, maybe earlier. Again, depends on weather. We know how the weather can be. George, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, same thing. Comments, questions, swap and shop, anything at all, please call now.
Questions?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I hadn't had this happen before. What I talked to you about when I first checked into the net here, and that's a guy I just met out here a while back, W9DTE, Dave. Asked me if I would check him into the net tonight. Is that a no-no or what?
No, I wouldn't say it's a no-no. You can do that for sure. I like everybody getting radioactive, you know. That's why I do it, so I can at least say I'm a ham radio operator, at least part of the time. But, yeah, if he absolutely can't do it, but he wants to at least have his call sign on the list, I don't have much of a problem with that. Not at all. There's definitely no rule saying it can't be done, that I know of anyway. Somebody could correct me, but that I know of. And it's kind of my net, so I guess I get to make the rules as I go.
Okay, thanks. Roger that. N9OK, back to net control.
All right, same thing again. Comments, questions, check-in, swap and shop, anything at all. Please call now. All right, well, then I'm going to go ahead and close this thing down because I got some, my granddaughter, I think, is still out there, and I need to talk to my son, and we'll get this evening going. So this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. We had a total of 23 check-ins. That's pretty good. Thank you for checking in. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO. Net control clear at 8:34 p.m. Central Time, 73. And have a good day, everybody. Or good evening, I should say. 73.
N9OKA.
N9OKA, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. Mike here. How you doing?
I'm okay. My dog's starting to bug me. I think he wants outside. Well, how you doing?
Okay, but I was talking to my neighbor for the last, I don't know, whatever little bit of the net there, and I missed whatever, but, you know, it's, things are okay, I guess.
And that's basically what Kurt was saying. And you are doing a great job into the repeater tonight, so I guess it's all about conditions now.
Well, I think so. With my antenna, I think that's what it is. I think I got a lot of condition issues there. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I keep forgetting the name of my antenna. I'm very happy with it, though. Comes in two, there's a smaller, doggone it, what's the name of that thing now? It comes out in 4 foot and 8 foot lengths. I have the 8 footer. I started out with a 4 footer, but something turned me off about it. I don't think I was getting as far out as I wanted to. But I have no complaints of my 8-footer here.
Well, now, that's not your tram, is it? I mean, you said, I thought the tram was the HF.
That's it, yep. No, the tram is not the HF. That's my Moonraker. I have a Moonraker HF antenna I'm not happy with.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
WB9YTA Grand Rapids.
CMN Network.
Was up there in Wyoming, Michigan, Saturday. I stopped at a hobby shop and bought Koba. He was there with me, and I bought him some stuff. And then I came home, and Alyssa went there, and she went home, and then I went home, and about 6 hours later, she came to our house. You don't sound good at all.
All right.
Heard that real good. It was kind of low, but I heard that though. All righty. Like you're unkeying and keying up and unkeying and keying up. There's a problem there. How far are you from the repeater? I know I can get the repeater about 20 miles south of Grand Rapids, Wyoming area. Can you hear me real good? Can you hear me real good, Mike?